Erevin, Per Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, 3-3, and we continue to discuss the halachas of the Erev Tchumen and the placing of your food there on Erev Shabbos. Now, the essential point of the Erev Tchumen is that it must be established during the time of Ben HaShemashos, as the day transitions from Friday into Shabbos. And at that time, the person who's setting up his Makom Shvisa, his home base, if you will, and his Erev, the food, have to be in one place. That is to say, if the Erev is halachically inaccessible to him on Shabbos, as during Ben HaShemashos as it comes in, so then he's called Hu B'makom Echad, he's in one place, Ve'eruvu B'makom Acher, his Erev's in a different place, and will not be sufficient, meaning that the Erev Tchumen does not establish for him a new Makom Shvisa. It has to be that he has access during Ben HaShemashos. So that being the case, the Mishnah says, what if Nasno Be'ilan? What if a person put his picnic basket with his Erev inside of it in a tree? And the place where he put it in the tree is Lamala Masar Tfachim, is more than 10 Tfachim off the ground. And let's assume here that the tree itself is more than 4 Tfachim wide. So that means that the picnic basket is more than 10 Tfachim off the ground on a place that's the tree being 4 by 4 Tfachim wide. It's a wide-ish tree. So that means the picnic basket for the Erev is in a Rishus HaYachid. And down below, where you're trying to establish the Makom Shvisa, is a Rishus HaRavim. And if that's the case, so there's no way for him to transfer that picnic basket from the tree in the Rishus HaYachid to him down on the ground in the Rishus HaRavim. And therefore, it's not going to be effective. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Ein Eruv HaErev, it simply doesn't work to establish an Erev for him. Just speaking it out, if hypothetically he was intending on having his Makom Shvisa in a tree, it would work, so to speak, because then he and his picnic basket would be in the same place. Of course, that would be halakhically forbidden in the first place, since one is not to climb up or even pull things off of a tree in the first place. That's a separate Isra to itself, an Isra Durabanan. So that's the first case. Now, there's more to say on that, but before I get to what more to say on it, let's talk about the next case in the Mishnah, which is Lamata Masar Tfachim. If he put that picnic basket on the tree, but within 10 Tfachim off the ground. So that means that the picnic basket is in a place called a Carmelis. Any area that's more than 3 Tfachim off the ground, but less than 10 Tfachim above the ground, let's say between 3 and 9. And it is on some 4x4 Tefach area. That's called a Carmelis. Doesn't meet the standards of Rishus HaYachid because less than 10 off the ground, nor does it meet the standards of Rishus HaRavim, of course, because it's offset from the Rishus HaRavim by at least 3 Tfachim, so it's a separate zone. And it's a zone all to itself because it's 4x4 Tfachim. So that being the case, it's a Carmelis, and to transfer from a Carmelis to where he is standing and intending to make his Makom Shvisa in the Rishus HaRavim at the foot of the tree, so that will be an Isser Madura Banan. Transfer from Carmelis to Rishus HaRavim is Isser Dura Banan. And as the Bartanur explains, this mission is going according to Rebbe, who holds that an Isser Shfus, a rabbinic prohibition that applies to Shabbos to protect the integrity of Shabbos, doesn't apply during Ben HaShemashos. And that being the case, since the essential moment that defines whether or not the Erev Tchumen is legitimate is what's happening during Ben HaShemashos, and since a person could take from a Carmelis to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim during Ben HaShemashos, according to Rebbe, according to our Mishnah, so this Erev Tchumen will be valid, and therefore, Eruv Erev, he set up a good Makom Shvisa, everything works. Now, important to note is that the rabbis were only lenient in allowing one to contravene an Isser Shvus, a Derabbanan prohibition, in a scenario where we're talking about there's either a Shas Ad Chak, some extenuating circumstances, or it's for the sake of a mitzvah. Now, when it comes to the Erev Tchumen, it's safe to assume that the reason why he's setting up his Erev Tchumen is for the sake of some mitzvah, because as we'll see in the 8th parak, that's the requirement. The requirement is that for one to set up an Erev Tchumen and establish a Makom Shvisa outside of his normal home, using this mechanism, it has to be for the sake of some mitzvah purpose, as again we'll see in the 8th parak. So that being the case, we're going to be lenient and allow him to establishes a Makom Shvisa, even though his picnic basket is in a tree, because it's just an Isser Derabanan, and the Isser Derabanan wouldn't withhold him from getting access during Ben HaShemashos, because it's for the sake of a mitzvah. Just to point out, the Bartanura makes no mention of this mitzvah component. He just says that Isuri Durabun of Isur Shavuos doesn't apply during Benish Mashos period. However, certainly the Rambam speaks out that it has to be for some mitzvah purpose, and the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam. So La Halacha, for sure, it's only permitted because of some mitzvah purpose. Okay. Now, the next case, the Mishnah. Nasno Babor, if one put his picnic basket inside a pit, afilu amok mea ama, even if the pit is 100 amos deep, it doesn't matter. The point being that the pit now could very easily be a Rishus HaYachid, because if you've got a pit which is 4x4 tefachim wide and at least 10 tefachim deep, so in the bottom of the pit is a Rishus HaYachid, regardless of how deep it is. So to transfer from the Rishus HaYachid up to the surface, where the surface is a karmelis, is going to be permitted. And that's the case of our Mishnah. You will note right away that the previous case, the Mishnah talking about the tree, we're assuming that the area around the tree was Rishus HaRabim, and now we're saying the area around the pit is a karmelis. That transition happens ostensibly because it's not reasonable to assume that in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, a public thoroughfare, you'd have a big pit. One just doesn't do that. And therefore, it's safe to assume here, that's what the Mishnah is to be understood according to most Rishonim, most Meforshim, that we're talking about an area around the pit, which is a karmelis, and therefore transferring from Rosh Hashanah in the pit to the karmelis is just, again, Isra Durabanan. And because it's just a shvus, it doesn't affect the restrict one on Banish Mashlas, same as the previous case, and therefore Eruva Erov, it will be effective. Now, the separate chiddush to be added by the fact that it says it doesn't matter how deep the bore is that hypothetically, if you had a pit that was really 100 amos deep, so then he would not be able to retrieve his Erov in practice during Banish Mashlas. It would just take too long to go spelunking down in that cave to get it and bring it back. But that doesn't matter. The point is, as long as it's like halachically accessible and practically so the fact that there's a technical problem of just the time it would take to go get it, that's not a factor. Okay, now, good. The Mishnah continues on and says, Nasno barosh hakaneh o barosh hakundas. If a person put that picnic basket on top of some reed or on top of like a kundas is like a like a dowel, a wooden, long wooden stick. So then, bizman shehu talush, if that reed had been detached from the ground, and then vena'otz, and then reinserted into the ground, so then you have no concern of a doraisa of detaching the growing reed or wood from the ground. And that being the case, filo gavoa me'ama, it doesn't matter how tall the reed is. So since it's been detached and reattached, all you have now is the you don't have any derises to be concerned about, and therefore, hooray, ze'eruv, it's effective. Let me speak this out a little bit here. The fact that the reed is high is telling you that doesn't matter, because why? The width of the reed is less than 4x4 tefachim. And that being the case, the reed is always going to be a makom patur, as will the dowel be, and therefore you're transferring from the top of the makom patur into the area beneath where you're making a makom shvisa, whether it's a shus harabim even, or karmelis, one would be permitted to do that. And therefore, on top of the reed, it's not a problem. If the reed had not been detached from the ground, so now there is a concern. The concern is that if one would attempt to retrieve that picnic basket from a reed which is attached to the ground, he could inadvertently break off and detach part of the reed that's growing. And that now is already an iser. Well, to break it off would be an iser d'oraisa. The concern is we don't use the reed at all, lest it midirabanan, lest it be broken off. And although that is just a d'rabanan, and we said before that iser d'rabanan during Benish Mashos are going to be relaxed in this context of a mitzvah, since it's very likely to happen, it's that you have this long reed will break. It's not just like a theoretical legal shvus. It's actually a very concerning and likely event. And that being the case, they were not lenient and did not allow you to ignore the derabun isra of taking things off trees when it really could break and you could have the bigger problem. So they didn't release their derabunan. And that being the case, you'd be restricted if it was growing from the ground. Next, the Mishnah says, Nasnu b'migdal, if you put it inside a closet and you lock the closet. How'd you lock the closet? There's a kind of like ropes that are wrapped around the closet and you have little little padlock that ties the ropes firmly in place that you can't now remove them because the lock's holding them together. Va'avar ha-mafteach, and you lost the key to the lock. So that being the case, you aren't able to open the ropes, and you have your picnic basket inside the cupboard. To the point here, you are setting up an Erev Tchumen in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid in some house, and inside the house, you had your cupboard, and you put the picnic basket inside of it. So this is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Rosh Hashanah Yachid situation. That's not the point. The point is, now you can't access, if you can't access your picnic basket, your Erev, so then how could it be effective for you? So the Mishnah says, nevertheless, Hareza Erev, it is effective. And the reason is because a person could always take a knife and cut those ropes and then have access to his Erev. That would be permissible. The reason why is because cutting those ropes to access the food inside is going to be considered a kilkul, a destructive act. Same way you might tear open a bag of potato chips to get the potato chips on Shabbos. So a kilkul, a destructive act, is permitted. And that's going to be okay. Now, if you had to actually break the cupboard, it'd be more complicated, especially if you're talking about a cupboard which is more than 40 saw. A large cupboard actually could be considered to be no longer a kli. Many times the migdal, like the shida and the teva, are considered to be large structures of furniture bigger than 40 saw in volume, and they have a status of being like attached to the ground, and they're considered like structures. And destroying a structure is called soser, one of the lamentas malachas, third malachas, and it would be an isra doraisa. So if you had to break into the structure of the migdal, which is very large, you would not be allowed to do that because of isra doraisa, and therefore your erev would not be effective. But that's not our case here. A case that we're talking about, it's secured by ropes, and it's a matter of bringing a knife and cutting those ropes. And that being the case, everything's going to be fine, and your Erev is effective. However, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he says, Imeno yadua yodea, if you don't know, shem mafteach b'mkomo, that the mafteach is where it belongs, eno Erev, it won't work. Meaning, you need to know that the key is where it's supposed to be. Truth is, even if you forgot where it's supposed to be, you're going to remember, so that's going to be okay, says Rabbi Eliezer. But if you need to bring a knife to cut open those ropes, Rabbi Eliezer will not allow. Why won't he allow it? Because Rabbi Eliezer is the shita like Rabbi Nechemia back in Shabbos, that you can't move a utensil, even a knife, which can be moved on Shabbos under normal circumstances, if you're using it for not its normal usage. And the normal usage of the knife, let's assume, is for cutting food, not cutting ropes. And since you're now taking, you're intending to take this knife for cutting food and using it for cutting ropes, Rabbi Eliezer will hold that's usher, because of the rules of Muktzah. And although that of course is also just a Durabanan, now you've got two Durabanans to be concerned about, potentially. You have the Durabanan of moving the Muktzah, and you have the Durabanan of like a rabbinic soser, a rabbinic of tearing open, which looks like soser, cutting open those ropes. And although one, relaxing one Iser Shvus during Ben Ishmashos, for the sake of a mitzvah, is going to be okay, to go over two separate Isuri Durabanan is too much. So the Tanakhama holds there's no Isuri Durabanan of Muktzah of moving the knife. And that being the case, you just have one issue of cutting open those ropes. It's a kilkul. It's not Asur Midaraisa. Maybe Durabanan. It is forbidden. But that's going to be okay because when Isuri Durabanan is relaxed during Ben Ishmashos for the sake of a mitzvah. But two is not. And that's the case over here. According to Belezer, you have two. You have the Soser destruction issue of Midarabanan. And you have also the Muktzah issue. That's two and therefore would not be effective. Now, just if you reflect back to the beginning of the Mishnah, we talked about taking the picnic basket off of a tree. So the truth is, if you're transferring from the tree, let's say below 10, where it was permitted, so it's a karmelis, and you're taking that into the Rosh Hashanah, that's an Issa Durabanan of Hotza, of transferring from karmelis to Rosh Hashanah. There's a separate Issa Durabanan of taking stuff off trees, as we kind of discussed when we talked about the reed being attached to the ground. So it should seem then that although the Mishnah said taking the Erev from the branch within 10 of the ground is going to be permitted and your Erev is effective there, you should have the same problem of you're going to be forced to do two Issurei Durabanan, removing things from trees and transferring from Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, by the same logic we have at the end of the Mishnah here, it should not be a valid Erev. That's a good question. One answer might be that those two Isurim are not happening at the same time. There's one moment you're detaching from tree, and a separate moment you're transferring from the Karmus Thrushus Arabim, and that would be why, perhaps, in that case, the Mishnah is going to be permitted with a tree, whereas over here, Blazer would not allow the move of the knife, which is Muktzah according to him, to cut open the ropes, which is Isur Durabun of Stira, of destruction, and that would be the difference. The halacha on this last point, by the way, is not like Rabbi Yezer, meaning we don't hold that knives are mukta, even if you're cutting ropes, etc., as the case may be. And that being the case, if you would have lost your key, the Erev will still be effective, assuming you can access the Erev by only being over one Isser Durabanan. And just to be clear, in all these events, you'll see that one doesn't actually need to do the accessing. One doesn't need to break open the cupboard or take the food off the tree, etc. As long as you have the Erev in place, it's not essential that you actually eat from the Erev, so the Erev can stay actually locked away inside the cupboard, but since it's theoretically accessible to you, it'll be effective in being your Erev to set up your Erev Tchumen.